I guess most people start to get serious about things like their blood pressure and heart health when they're in their 50s. But there is new research that shows that if you start earlier, that's better in the long run for avoiding cardiovascular disease and stroke and other heart-related ailments.
That's right. This is it simply reinforces what we know, given that heart disease and stroke are one of the leading causes of mortality in our population. And this goes to a bigger picture that includes prevention, that is screening for blood pressure problems, very easy to do. It's a high-yield type of test, very accurate if it's done properly. And you can dramatically reduce your risk of heart disease if you prevent your blood pressure from staying high for a long time. The problem is that when people end up with heart disease who have had high blood pressure, they usually don't know they have high blood pressure. And it's been decades or 10, 15 years over which time the arteries have stiffened, the heart has gotten larger, and they end up with cardiovascular disease. In fact, if men in their 40s who had a blood pressure of about 140 over 90 had decreased it to about 120 over 80 to 139 over 89, sort of that range, they would reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease in their mid-50s by about 60%. So just by doing that alone. But there was an interesting article, Mark, as well in the Globe and Mail that looked at exercise and people who are obese and have weight problems. And one of the researchers, Dr. Blair, who is an exercise researcher at the University of South Carolina, he has also emphasized that exercise, even if you are overweight and you can't lose weight, is still of benefit. And I happen to agree with him. It's not that we don't want people to lose weight and to focus on how they're eating, but it is exercise in and of itself, especially just moderate exercise, going for a walk for about half an hour, if that's all you can do. But incorporating that kind of activity into your life can improve cardiovascular outcome, can make your heart stronger, you can become more fit. There are people that are overweight who are fit who aren't at risk of heart disease. I mean, there are those classes of people. So the emphasis is on a multi-pronged strategy to prevent, but also to incorporate into your life things that you can do that are not overly burdensome.
And just on that point, what that doctor was saying was it's about inactivity, not obesity. It's about people not moving around and staying active, not as much the fact that they're overweight.
That's right. The active exercise puts demands on your body to adapt. Anything that we do, you know, chop wood for a long time and your arms are going to get quite strong and large. I mean, your body responds to what you do during the day. And so when you exercise on a regular basis, and again, exercise is not necessarily going to a gym and lifting weights. It can be simply going for a walk, going for a light run, riding a bike. Whatever you do, your body responds to that in order to improve and maintain its ability to meet the demands that you're placing on it, which is why when people start running, and you're an expert on this, Mark, you know when you start running for the first time in your life, you can't really go that far, but the more you go, the more you do it, the better you get because your body adapts and your cardiovascular system responds by becoming more efficient, delivering blood more effectively, your muscles get stronger. That's the whole idea behind exercising, especially with regards to cardiovascular disease.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.